Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's another Mesiro Monday. Here we are, already halfway through May, and Rebecca Solomon has been joining us this month, a new Mesiro person to us, although now this is her third episode here. Senior VP, Estate Planning Specialist, Mesiro Wealth Management. And Rebecca, we're going to talk broadly about if you are the person entering your golden years, or maybe it's your parents, important steps to organize the affairs to make sure the family and caretakers know what to do. Boy, you told me you have a list. I like lists.
You know, and it's important to have that list. Yes. Because there's so many things to consider. And, you know, for our clients, they oftentimes will get their documents in place. I think there are the practical steps that really should be done.
So they'll have, the wills and trust done.
Yes.
But then there's, the things of, where does my kid find this?
John, that's exactly what it is.
Right.
You know, the whole goal, and this is what I tell people, is to avoid your children having to do a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
To figure out where everything is, what are the documents, what are they missing. You know, every time the mail comes, is it going to be a surprise?
I think that's a good thing to do because, look, no one wants to talk about the fact that we're going to die, but it's going to happen to 100% of us.
Yes.
And because you've been such a good person, your kids are going to be in really tough shape those first couple days and weeks. Let's make this as easy on them as possible, right?
Yes, for sure. And not just when you pass away, but also, you know, if you're getting up there and, you know, you're just not able to, you need help managing your affairs. And at some point you will have to hand it over, you know, to your, you know, the people who are going to be making decisions for you.
How many steps are on this list that you have for us here?
Well, when I get into the list, okay, it'll make a lot of sense.
Okay, great. Well, I'll let you take over here.
But, you know, I think the first thing to consider is a lot of people will name, you know, whether it's a family member or a close friend or another person to make decisions for them. What I find for many people is that they don't actually tell them.
Yes.
You know, that they're the ones who are making the decisions. And I think when it's getting closer to the time when they're going to need to serve in that capacity, it's good to have the talk, you know, and just to let them know that if you haven't already, let them know that they are named as the person to make medical decisions for them, to handle their financial affairs. You know, and that's a good time to talk about any concerns that they have, express any wishes you want them to know, answer any questions so that when or if, you know, if or when the time comes, they're feeling comfortable in that role.
Right. I mean, if it's the spouse, they can probably assume that, but if it's especially if it's not.
Yes, exactly.
Especially if it's not. I mean, still tell your spouse, you might as well, right? Hey, buddy, you're the one that's going to be helping me out. But yes, if it's a kid. Which kid, right? Or how is that going to work? I think that you can also just alleviate a lot of the drama that can happen.
Yes.
If someone is not that choice and wanted to be or thought they would be, you know, there's a lot that can be solved at that moment.
Absolutely. And the next one is for everyone, maybe even including the spouse. Let them know where your documents are.
Yes. Right. Like where they physically are,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Because, you know, they need to get their hands on that physical piece of paper that says, I am appointed as the power of attorney. I'm the person who's, you know, where's the will, the trust, and all the estate planning documents. So the first thing to do, and I really recommend having a kind of an estate organizer, you know, and I think we should have many tabs in that organizer.
Mm-hmm.
The first one being the estate planning documents, so that's the first thing that they can find. But as you can imagine, this person who's going to need to manage your affairs are going to need to know a lot of information. And this is where my list comes in, by the way.
Wait, we haven't gotten to the list yet?
No. But well, I mean, but
really quickly.
Yes.
All the documents in an organizer. I love that. I mean, you're talking about just like have a safe in the basement or in the closet or something. Go buy one that's, or it doesn't have to be a safe, but like some organized place where it's clearly it's there. There's not a special key that then you have to go bury in the backyard or look for in the backyard. Like, here's where it is. It's going to be there till I die.
Yes.
Okay.
Have a designated place.
Okay.
Now, these you can always get like a fireproof box. And
yeah,
I know a lot of people will do that. If you have a more secure location that you keep your important papers, such as a safe, just make sure that
people know
the combination or where the key is.
Yes.
But these organizers, you know, there's a lot of information online. For instance, AARP has articles online that you can – look at to get like, hey, what should I have in this box?
Yeah.
The National, what is it? The National Institute on Aging is a government organization, which also has some very helpful articles on this. But in general, just make sure you got your estate planning documents, yeah, your financial documents, the contact information for your advisor so they can reach out and let them know, such as your investment advisor at Mesirow. And another one is, you know, your deed and mortgage documents, yeah, so they know what's there. Credit cards, so they know what needs to be
paid.
Maybe
a list of the passwords that you're using, too.
Yeah, thank you. That was my next one. If you have a computer that has a password on it, first of all, the password to get into your computer. But second of all, it's good to have a list of the passwords for your online accounts that you're doing your bill pay and your banking for as well.
Boy, that's going to have to change, yeah, every couple of weeks. You're going to know exactly where that safe is.
Yeah.
You're going to go back up there and change it every couple of months. But now, that's the way you do it.
So here's an important one that I always see.
Okay.
Is safe deposit boxes. So if you have a safe deposit box, first of all, put that information in this box. Second of all, make sure there's a key in there. And third of all, make sure that you have your person that you're designated as your decision maker, your fiduciary, that you're naming them as a person who has authorized to access the box.
If you just walk in with a key, that may not be enough at certain banks, you're saying.
They're not going to let you in with just a key.
Right. So they want to see a name on record.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not good enough to tell them that you have a safe deposit box and have the name on it and not have a key.
Okay.
Because I've worked with clients whose, you know, parents have passed away and we've had to drill that box, which is, yeah, they literally, because the bank doesn't keep a spare key.
Yeah.
At least the ones that I've encountered. They're like, if you lose your key, then you got to get a locksmith to come and literally drill the lock out.
I don't mean to laugh, but I think a lot of us don't think of these things to leave for our kids or whatever because we're just kind of assuming it's all going to work out. Maybe there's that line of like, hey, I'm not going to be here to deal with this, so you're going to have to. That, I mean, I think naturally does allow someone to go, well, whatever. Hey, try and help everyone out. All right, what else have we got on the list here? Anything else?
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, that a lot of people don't like having these conversations, yeah, with their children.
Yeah.
You know, it's an uncomfortable conversation. It's, you know, it's facing your mortality and your, you know, your vulnerabilities. So, you know, it could be a difficult conversation. I think a lot of times these conversations just don't happen. And like I said, this turns into a scavenger hunt for the kids. And
not a fun one either.
Yeah, it's really not. You know, I think, you know, in terms of the legal and the documents, the financial documents, just whatever you think makes sense, Social Security information, if you're receiving Social Security information, payments, because that may need to be accessed. Another big one is IRAs and 401ks. So if you're receiving required minimum distributions, you want to make sure that your decision maker has all the information there so that those payments aren't missed.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you don't have an advisor who's on top of that for you, if you're maybe doing this on your own,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you have to initiate these required minimum distributions. If you miss one of those payments, the penalties can be awful.
It's huge, like, yeah, 50% or something crazy,
yeah,
like that. I feel like every one of these boxes should have a folder with a strange name and like a map that doesn't lead to anything, just to really mess with the kids. Just one extra folder in there. Would you not advise that? Probably not.
Not John, you could have fun with it, I think.
Yeah, this is a John aside. I think there should, yeah, be a map of a general region with no names on it and just like write gold on it or something and have an X and just see what happens.
Yeah,
you know?
X next to a palm tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Have everything in order that they need legitimately, but then send them on a little adventure at the end. That's like your reward for having solved their scavenger hunt problems by giving them a fun fake one at the end.
I agree.
Okay. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to mention? I'm sure you got a billion things, but...
No, but I guess the only thing is... that I was thinking about was in terms of putting together these kits or these organizers,
mm-hmm,
you can get gather the information, put it together yourself. They do sell the pre-made ones. And now I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if you do a internet search for estate organizers, you can find some pre-made ones that, you know, for a lot of people, you know, the expense may be worth it because it's going to basically walk you through everything
like
you may
checklist
not think about. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not doing your wills and trusts with it. You're just putting all the documents where they need to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You want a professional for all that sort of stuff. Okay. It is something that it's hard to face for a lot of people. And it's easy to joke about it. I like to joke about it just because I think it just makes me, you know, I think it's the only way to do it. That's me, but that's not how everybody is. So, That's a long way of saying if I offended you by talking about a fake scavenger hunt for your kids. You can send Iridia an email. She'll make sure I get it. Rebecca Solomon, anything else you want to add for this conversation? Or are we ready to talk next week?
No. That's it for now.
877-MESIROW, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.